start with the obvious. You guys are coming off a loss, and what do you need to do to bounce back from that?
Well, we did that. We started on Monday. We reviewed the game, and got started on the Patriots today. We had a great start. Guys were all in. Had a good work day, and we're back at it.
How do you feel about what took place Sunday in the locker room post-game? Obviously, it's been reported that it got very emotional, a lot of, yelling amongst the players. How do you feel about how that all went down and the state of your team right now?
I've been in NFL locker rooms for 20 years, and to me, there was nothing there that was at all out of the ordinary or unique, in my opinion. And players moved on today. That's really it. That's really, really all there is.
Hey, Mark, when the Patriots are known as a game plan specific team, how different is it preparing for New England and trying to get a bead on what they do on both sides of the ball in comparison to other teams?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that answer deals with a competitive advantage. I can just tell you that, like every team in the league, they're incredibly sound in all three phases. Their techniques and fundamentals are excellent. They do a tremendous job of taking care of the football offensively, and they've been outstanding taking it away. And because of that, they're sitting at the top of their division, and we have a lot of respect for that.
Is there something about playing on the road that you think your guys are very good at? Obviously, I think you're 3-0 on the road this year.
I really don't. We prepare for every game the same way. We practice hard, like most teams do in the National Football League. Our guys pay attention to detail, and we focus in, and we know we got to do better. We got to take care of the football, and when we do, we're in position to win, and we get takeaways. Just like the Patriots were in position at the end of the game to win, and when we've gone into San Francisco and gone into New York and gone into Atlanta, when we've taken care of the football and found a way to knock it out, we've been right there at the end of the game, and that's put ourselves in position to win. And you look at the Patriots; that's what they do. They're an excellent, very, very sound tackling team, very, very sound at taking care of the football, and they've done a tremendous job of not only taking away the interception side, but the fumbles as well, and that usually makes a difference. And certainly, they're a great finishing team. And when we won, that's what we did.
Mark, obviously, you're known as kind of a quarterback expert. You've worked with some legendary quarterbacks over the years, and I believe one reason you were brought to Chicago was to work with Jay Cutler. What kind of improvements? What areas have you seen him improve in the year and a half that you've had with him so far?
Well, I think that the number one thing we've got to do is you can see, where he's improved in terms of his completion percentage, and we're throwing the football reasonably well. What we haven't done is we haven't done a good job collectively as an offense, starting with me, in terms of putting ourselves in a position when we in our losses to take care of the ball. And I've got to do a better job with that. Our football team does, and I think with that we'll come an ascension to another level. And Jay is great in adversity. He's a very, very tough guy. He's very smart. Has a very good understanding of our offense. Is continues to get better and grow. But collectively as an offense, that's what we have to do. And when we do that, I think we'll even see a growth in Jay. But I'm not saying we're on track. I'm saying that we certainly have seen signs that he can play very, very well. We saw it in Atlanta, that's kind of the standard that we're looking for.
Coach, you've got a local guy on your team, Al Lewis Jean from Brockton. I realize he's not playing a whole lot. Went out there as a rookie free agent, made the team, and seems to be developing a little with you. Could you just speak of the progress you've seen in his game over the year?
Yeah, well, we're excited about Al. He's a smart young man. Just turned 21 last week, so there's a lot of room there. He's been working. We're working hard to develop him and to work with him. And he's a long guy. He's got long arms, and he doesn't have Browner's length, but he has length. And he continues to get better. We're excited about having him with us.
Did you see a young man that was pretty rusty when you got him? He'd only played a couple years at BC. Did that show when he went out there in June? Or what did you see that intrigued you about him?
Well, we just saw the athleticism and the speed and his length. And, he did improve on a daily basis when we had him early in the OTAs and in the minicamp. So, we're just looking forward to watching him grow and get better. As I said, he's just turned 21 years old, so there's certainly a lot of room there to develop him. Physically and mentally and even emotionally as a young player.
what kind of challenge does a guy like Shane Vereen present for you guys?
Well, because he's such a versatile back. You know, he not only can run, but he's a tremendous receiver out of the backfield, and he's a threat, and he does a good job of pass protection, and so he's a guy that you can tell, you know, that Tom is very comfortable with in the backfield in terms of not just running the football, but obviously, you know, in the passing game as well as another target.
Scouting report on his brother Brock.
I don't want to give you too much, but he's certainly got good genes, no doubt about it. Brock is, highly intelligent guy, great work ethic, and we continue to develop him too as he gets to play a little bit more. He's been, you know, a significant factor in some of our games, even though he didn't start. He came in and had to play due to injury and did an excellent job, and he's getting more reps, and you know, we feel good about having him on our team. He's a good young man, a good young player.
You mentioned the turnovers a handful of times already. How frustrating is that?
I didn't hear the first part of the question, I'm sorry.
You've mentioned the turnovers and the giveaways a few times already, including with the qualifier. When you take care of the football, you're having success. How frustrating is that for a head coach to see the amount of turnovers that you've had offensively?
It's frustrating. It's frustrating because we don't practice that way. We work very hard at it. Ball security is certainly with any team, you know, is going to be a priority. It's not just a priority with us. And when it doesn't happen, it just makes everything more difficult when you turn the ball over. And it makes everything much easier when you take care of it and you're able to take it away. And certainly that's what the Patriots are feeling right now. They've, you know, amidst a lot of what they're doing, the one thing they do exceptionally well, they do a lot of things well. But they're sitting where they are, you know, like most teams are when they have that kind of record, because they're high in the plus area almost halfway through the season.
Mark, can you discuss, when you're grooming a quarterback or working with a quarterback, the balance you have to find when he has maybe supreme confidence that he can make any throw, making the right throw as opposed to sometimes taking a risk and risking ball security as a result of what could turn out to be a difficult throw or a poor throw?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, it comes through practice and repetition and discussion and conversation. And I mean, you can see that you see the numbers. You know, where Jay is with his rating, where Jay is with his completion percentage. There's a lot of movement in the right direction. The change and the improvement certainly not over. We're continuing to work on that. What people need to know about Jay is he's tremendously invested in this football team. He's highly intelligent. His work ethic is second to none in the organization, like it is with most quarterbacks. And we're just looking to push to the next level.
How about his counterpart? What strikes you about Tom Brady all these years?
Well, what can I say that hasn't been said? The hyper-competitive, just talented, at times just incredibly, brilliant, so much of his career. And, you know, when you're on the field with somebody like that, it's just a privilege to be in the league and to be out there competing against him. He's certainly, you know, one of the best and has been one of the best for a long time.
Mark, you inherited an accomplished and polished kicker in Robbie Gould, and what's that meant to have a guy like that at what's really an often tenuous position in the league?
Yeah, I mean, Robbie's been extremely consistent for us. He's also shown great leadership this year, and over the last 18 months, he's done more than just kick for us. He's been a mentor to a lot of our young players. He's got a great rapport with them. They look up to him. He's a good, sound advisor and mentor to a lot of the guys. So he's been more than just a kicker around here. He's been, certainly a strong part of the leadership in our locker room.
Your time in the CFL coincided with Brandon Browner's. I'm wondering on two things. What do you remember about him there? And the other thing is there any, the way the CFL is played, is there anything that may have helped develop his game?
Yeah, the fact that, you know, teams can run to the line of scrimmage had to help his game, and the fact that, you know, defensive players, even when they're in bump and run, have to be a yard off the ball. So there's quite a big difference there in terms of the bump and run technique. It's much more difficult to play bump and run in the CFL because you don't have to have a stationary receiver. You can have a receiver who can run vertically at you, and that's not easy to do. That's a whole different kind of technique. You know, when Brandon can line up and play bump and run without that kind of, you know, having to adjust. adjust to that. It's going to and play tighter. Certainly is an advantage with his size and length. But he was a extremely hard playing player. He not only I remember him not only as a very good corner, obviously, but also a special teams player. He did a very good job on special teams as well. Played hard.
And Mark, regarding the CFL, did that experience shape your philosophy offense? I know it's a different game played by different. I mean, it's the same game, but a lot of different rules offensively. But how did that shape your philosophy?
You know, when we went up there, not knowing the league at all, we just, you know, I just basically took the offensive playbook that I used as a coordinator in the league for years, and we just threw it on the table. Added a guy, added more motions because you could do that, multiple motions. And we really played, you know, on a 53-yard field, even though it was 65 yards wide. And we were playing with 12 guys, but actually, you know, you can't ask a quarterback to finish his progression to the sixth guy, so to speak. So we just developed an offense that really was just a kind of a bridge from the NFL to the CFL. So, you know, what I learned there was more just about managing the team and dealing with salary caps and things like that.
Yeah. Just one final thing, Coach. Your thoughts on what Brandon Marshall's meant to the team this year?
Well, Brandon, he's really, you know, obviously not only one of the faces of our team, but one of our team leaders, and that was clear. When you know, after the Carolina game, Brandon, you know, was a pivotal part in leading the way and getting us back on track against Atlanta. And you know, he's a vocal leader. He's a passionate leader. All that being said, he came out today and was one of the hardest working players on the field, which was not unexpected because that's the way he's been.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Mark, thanks.